Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, June 15th, and happy birthday to actress Courtney Cox, who's 57 today. I'm Dan Radcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. The Summit at Town Lake, a shopping center anchored by LA Fitness in Woodstock, has been purchased by Baltimore-based Continental Realty Corporation for $11.6 million. A new development of 290 apartments and townhomes will be coming to Woodstock off of Ridgewalk Parkway. Reinhardt's Ashley Wollery was chosen as the 2020-2021 Appalachian Athletic Conference Athletic Trainer of the Year. Holly Springs is closer to implementing a tax incentive for development in its proposed town center area. Georgia senior drivers can now renew licenses online. And finally, five people have been arrested on child sex crimes charges in Woodstock. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. The Summit at Town Lake, a shopping center anchored by LA Fitness in Woodstock, has been purchased by Baltimore-based Continental Realty Corporation for $11.6 million. Formerly owned by a joint venture between Atlanta-based RCG Ventures and New York City-headquartered DRA Advisors, the Summit at Town Lake becomes the second retail center and third asset owned and managed by CRC in Georgia. The shopping center was purchased on behalf of Continental Realty Fund, a $210.8 million private equity fund. This represents the eighth retail property and tenth asset overall acquired by the fund. Continental Realty reports the fund has now acquired more than $170 million worth of retail property since the beginning of 2020. A new development of 290 apartments and townhomes will be coming to Woodstock after initially being denied by city officials in late 2020. The Woodstock City Council approved an agreement to settle a lawsuit with the Worthing Companies related to a rezoning case the city heard last fall. As part of the agreement, the city will allow 37.5 acres of land on Ridgewalk Parkway, directly west of 575, to be rezoned to multifamily residential and allow for a residential development of 290 apartments, which includes 23 for-rent townhomes to be built there. Part of the land will also be developed for commercial uses, as well as a site for a new station for the Woodstock Fire Department. With the council split 3-3 on the matter, Mayor Donnie Enriquez broke the tie and voted in support of the settlement. Other than resident concerns about an increase in traffic in the area, there was little voiced opposition to the development. After continuing to lead Reinhardt University's sports medicine and mentor its youth training staff in the department, Ashley Wollery has been chosen as the 2020-21 Appalachian Athletic Conference Athletic Trainer of the Year. The award was voted and selected by the athletic directors of the AAC. Ashley joined the Eagle Athletics leadership team and was instrumental on Reinhardt's campus as a member of the frontline COVID response team. She also served in a similar role with the ACC COVID team. Congratulations, Ashley. Holly Springs is closer to implementing a tax incentive for development in its proposed town center area. The Holly Springs City Council has approved a pair of proposals from KB Advisory Group to help draft agreements with the Cherokee County Board of Commissioners and Cherokee County Board of Education for the city's Town Center Area Tax Allocation District. The city approved the creation of a Town Center Tax Allocation District in 2015. The 22-acre town center area will be built around the roundabout at Hickory Road and Betty Barrett Way and will consist of a new city hall, housing, entertainment venues, businesses, restaurants, and more. The project is expected to cost Holly Springs just over $100 million. Bids for the town center site work and infrastructure are due June 17th, and the bids will go to City Council July 8th and 19th for discussion and a vote. The site work and infrastructure phase of the project is expected to take about a year, and the construction of City Hall, three mixed-use buildings, 260 rental units, amphitheater, and 30 single-family housing units is expected to begin after the site work is finished in the summer of 2022.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Georgia drivers who are 64 and older now have the option to renew their non-commercial driver's license online through the State Department of Driver Services. While mail-in and fax options have been available since August 2020, this new online service gives seniors another choice when conducting their licensing business. State law requires the driver 64 years of age and older take and pass a vision exam prior to receiving or renewing a driver's license. A rule change allows these customers to remotely submit their vision exam results that have been completed by a licensed optometrist, ophthalmologist, or eye doctor. After applying online, customers will receive a decision by email. Those approved for online renewal are able to print a temporary license and can expect the permanent card to be delivered in about 30 days. Five men have been arrested this week in an operation targeting child predators. In an undercover chat operation, the five were arrested after showing up to undisclosed locations to meet who they thought was a girl under 16 years old for sex. The week-long operation was conducted by Woodstock Police and the GBI Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. The five arrested are 30-year-old David Lara Amador of Canton, arrested with charges of enticing a child to commit an indecent act, attempted child molestation, attempted aggravated child molestation. 28-year-old Tagbu Izinwa of Lithia Springs, charged with child exploitation, attempted child molestation, attempt of enticing a child for indecent purposes. 20-year-old Ethan Leo Almer of Alpharetta, charged with sexual exploitation of a child, attempted child molestation, and attempted sodomy. 57-year-old Mark Allen Blanton of Woodstock, charged with computer child exploitation, and 27-year-old Nicholas Dominguez of Canton, charged with computer child exploitation and attempted child molestation.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. That's 800-882-2092.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.